For the U.S. men's national soccer team, the World Cup is over. Today in Qatar, the Netherlands beat the Americans 3-1 in the first match of the tournament's knockout stage. And that means just that. With the loss, the U.S. is knocked out, but at least not before some inspiring moments. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman is with us now from Doha. Tom, thank you for joining us. But
Hi, Michelle.
A lot of unhappy American soccer fans today. You were there. Tell us what happened.
Well, U.S. coach Greg Berhalter likes to say soccer, or football as the world calls it, is about moments. And he said this match was a great example. Two first half moments in particular. Two beautifully executed scores by the Netherlands, unfortunately aided by U.S. defensive breakdowns. But both plays were similar. A pass from the right side of the field to the middle and a player cutting unchecked to the middle, taking the pass in stride, blasting the ball into the U.S. net. Another moment came in the second half after the U.S. had cut the lead to 2-1. Another defensive breakdown left Dutch player Denzel Dumfries wide open. A teammate sent him a long pass over the top, and he put it in for the goal. Michelle, too many moments for the Netherlands, not enough for the U.S.
Yes, well, other than those moments, and I love your phrase, defensive breakdown, very tactful. I'll be using that in as many contexts as I can find. Apart from that, how would you assess the U.S. performance overall? Did they have a chance?
They played fairly well in this match. They were actually the early aggressors. Just 2 minutes in, star forward Christian Pulisic found himself one-on-one with the Netherlands goalkeeper. Oh, my God. He wasn't saying that. We were saying that in the stands. And the goalkeeper blocked Pulisic's shot. So opportunity lost. And that missed chance was one of the themes of this U.S. team. Great on defense for much of the tournament, but always searching for a way and a person to consistently score goals. After the match, U.S. midfielder Weston McKennie said, the game could have gone either way. The U.S. could have won. Well, that might have been the adrenaline still talking. The Netherlands is a better team. They're ranked eighth in the world. They haven't lost for 11 straight World Cup matches, and they got lots of talent and play together. Even though their coach, an obvious perfectionist, the legendary Louis van Gaal, said his team did a lot of unnecessary things with the ball, which won't cut it against the elite teams. Nice little dig there. But there was a reason the Netherlands was favored going in and a reason why the Netherlands won.
So how close is the U.S. to a team like the Netherlands?
They're not there yet. U.S. isn't an elite team, like Van Gaal mentioned, like Spain or Argentina, Brazil, France. But the U.S. is getting closer. It's a better team than the one that played in the last World Cup the U.S. was in 2014. This may be the most talented American team ever, but as far as having the schemes or players who consistently generate those moments, they're not there yet. I think Coach Berhalter and several of the players were right, though, when they said the U.S. at this World Cup did show the world that while it can't beat the best, it can compete with the best.
Well, you know, the U.S. men did generate a lot of attention in this country. And as briefly as you can, Tom, do you think that that will help the national team grow? And remember, after all, they're pretty young.
Yeah, they are young. And you think of all the even younger players who were motivated by watching the likes of McKennie or team captain Tyler Adams or Pulisic. And you think these kids will be motivated. Maybe they'll be playing at a high level when the next World Cup comes around in 4 years, a World Cup the U.S. is hosting with Canada and Mexico.
That is NPR's Tom Goldman joining us from Doha, Qatar. Tom, thank you so much.
My pleasure.